100.3, The Sound. Mark in the Morning. The lovely Brittany Snow has joined, and she is in studio. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
All right, now, before we get to what I actually love more than life itself, I'm going to put you on the island. You're going to live the rest of your life on a deserted island. You can take one candy bar. What is it?
Oh, gosh, Twix.
Ooh,
wow.
That's what my son said. Okay, really? You can, huh. Yeah, you can take one album. Which is it?
Abbey Road.
Mm-hmm. Check you out. One movie, and it can't be one of yours.
Oh God, that would be torture. It'd be a nightmare. One movie, When Harry Met Sally.
You can take one food, and by the way, you won't gain weight by eating it.
I think about this every day, so I'm so glad that you asked this. Pizza? Yeah.
Yeah, see, solid. You and me. Oh.
Solid choice.
Pizza. And you know, pizza, they found, there's a study. In fact, I have it right here. Pizza is completely healthy, they found out.
Right. No fat.
Well, when you cut it in half, all the calories fall out.
Who says this?
It's on that piece of paper there. It has to be true.
And also, you disgusting people who have a piece of pizza, but you're trying to eat healthy, so you take a paper towel and dab the grease. Stop being ridiculous. It doesn't work. You can take one person for conversation's sake, dead or alive, and it can't be your significant other. That's a cop out.
Yeah, that would be weird. I think Steven Tyler would be a hoot.
Oh, he would be a hoot.
And would you prefer him be living or dead?
Probably living. Okay. The ghost of Steven Tyler would be really crazy.
Wouldn't that be great?
It would be crazy.
I want to go with the ghost of Steven Tyler.
For sexual purposes.
Oh, God.
The ghost of Steven Tyler.
You cannot say spouse or boyfriend. Sexual purposes, dead or alive, doesn't matter.
James Dean dead, Colin Farrell alive.
All right.
Well, no, you got to pick one.
Would you like to reanimate James Dean, or do you prefer his corpse?
Oh, no, I don't want the corpse.
Okay, so an alive version of James Dean.
I'll do Colin Farrell, because he's had quite a journey, and he's still alive.
That's so right.
And I have to say, I saw a movie, was it last year, 2 years ago? I think it was the Disney, the one, but he was great.
When Gina just announced this morning in Trending that he's going to be in the True Detective.
He's going to be mustachioed in True Detective 2.
Brittany, perfect. did you watch the True Detective series on HBO?
I did not.
At some point, it's some of the greatest television I've ever seen in my life.
There are like 8 episodes of it, is that right?
Yeah,
something like that.
It's something you could binge in a day.
Let's talk about what matters.
Oh, God. What does matter?
This woman that I'm taught, first of all, I am the greatest horror fan that walks the face of the earth. This woman that's sitting here with us now starred in the remake of Prom Night.
Oh, God.
Wait. Let me just say this. The original with Jamie Lee Curtis was one of the most god-awful piles of crap that I've ever seen.
Yes.
I know that it got panned, but I liked it.
The first one.
The one you did.
No.
I thought you guys, and the guy who played the bad guy, the actor's name is Kelly. Do you remember him?
Oh, he was a good guy, but Jonathan Scheck, he played the bad guy. He played the teacher.
Well, Kelly, the actor, Kelly. Kelly is the lead singer of the band that my son used to be in.
Wait, Capra?
Yeah.
That's my ex-boyfriend's band.
Well, who's your ex-boyfriend?
Michael Johnson. He was the drummer.
Get Matt in here right now.
Well, Matt was the original drummer, and then he left to go to Berkeley in Boston.
You are joking. I put Michael into the band. We're just all learning this now? Okay.
Yeah,
Brittany Snow, this is your life.
This is so weird. Yeah, I introduced Kelly and Michael and put them in the band. So thank gosh your son left, I guess.
All right.